Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To a What's On Your Mind open phone. Guess we'll call this an open phone Wednesday. Every day's open phone day on What's On Your Mind because we ask a question pretty simple called What's On Your Mind. And you get to answer that question here on the program. We call What's On Your Mind. Wednesday wheels kind of day today. That means our friends from Pucklich have another hot deal for you. It'll save you $1,000 if you tell them, hey, Scott, right there on What's On Your Mind, told me about this deal. This one happens to be from Pucklich, by the way, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Bismarck, Valley City locations. Pucklich Chevrolet Bismarck, Pucklich Buick, Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Single owner 2020 Chevrolet Equinox LT. Only 33,000 miles on it. 1.5 liter turbo four-cylinder engine. Black exterior. The perforated jet black leather interior with that really sharp appointed front seat trim. All the technology, backup camera, parking sensors, and the assist loaded up. You got to see this one. Really dumb. Understand how sharp it is. It was 28,000, now $1,000 off. 27, if you tell them you heard about it on What's On Your Mind. So check it out at Pucklich, Chevrolet Buick GMC, that one in Valley City. And, of course, great selection, too, at Pucklich Chevrolet Bismarck. You tell them Scott sent you. I have a new pickup. I even talked about my new pickup, but pretty excited about the new High Country 2021. Silverado. So I jumped up a year. That's right. I did it. It's a beautiful red one from Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. All right. Yesterday, we had a question for the audience, and we didn't get as much time as I would have liked to have you answer this question. So we're going to continue this in the first hour. Next hour, Sandy Sanford is going to join us from Freedom Matters USA. There is a really exciting announcement. Big reveal on a guest that is coming in less than a month to Bismarck, North Dakota, to energize you, to educate you, to get you in the game. And I don't want to spoil the surprise, but I think you're going to love this guest. That's all I'll say. Okay? If you want to guess, you can. Throw out some guesses. Who would you love to go see and hear just to fill your bucket? All you need to do is text me that answer or call. You can text 701-237-1590. And by the way, events are important. That's why I'm excited about Freedom Matters USA. It's an educational group. It's really a grassroots group to get people motivated, educated, excited. Just give them some place to channel their frustration. Text us 701-237-1590 or call us. 701-258-0550. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is filling the bus today. We're going to be checking in with him. Wonderful annual event that our friends at 550 K-Fire do every year to make sure kids that need school supplies have school supplies. It's a really nice gesture. And again, something else to make you feel a little bit better about just the times in which we live, I think. So, take part in that. Kevin Flynn is headed off to chat with Michelle Fischbach, who's taking part in the Strata Tour we told you about yesterday. talked workforce, we talked concrete materials, we talked high-tech management jobs, dirty jobs, the whole thing yesterday. And Stratocorp hosting that event over their Detroit Lakes, Minnesota plant today. So Kevin will be there chatting with her. And we look forward to that conversation. One conversation we should embark on with every member of Congress on the Republican side. If you take the majority back, what will you do with it? What can I take to the bank that I know you're going to do with it? So that question for Michelle Fischbach today and for every member of Congress. November's not that far away. Poll numbers are looking good. But I got to know what you're going to do with it. Tell me what you're going to do with it. Pretty important. Also, today on the program, Rick Becker will be here. Rick, a newly announced candidate for U.S. Senate as an independent in North Dakota. We'll talk a little bit about his decision process there coming up before the end of the program as well. So, this hour, question of the day. As you arise to the news of the day, and I'm not going to go through the laundry list because you might be frustrated about the border and your neighbor might be frustrated about the Fargo School Board. You might be watching your wealth, everything you work so hard for, go backwards every single month because of the cost of everything thanks to Joe Biden's inflation. We've all got plenty of things that we can put on our F list. Frustration. Let's call it the F word. What are you doing about it? So I want to know, my sentiment, this is just Scott reading the listeners, the callers. We have a great deal of feedback every day on this program. I dare say there is no other program that provides a voice for the conservative movement on the Northern Plains than What's On Your Mind does. And that is a blessing and a responsibility that comes from the ability to listen to you, respond to you, make sure we're meeting your needs as well. So we get hundreds of emails, texts, and calls every single day. So I have the great blessing of being able to say, okay, what are you thinking today? What's on your mind today? And if I had to pick a word to describe the emotion, the attitude, the sentiment that people take in every day, it would be anger. People are angry. Now, if you're using that anger to motivate you to do something you've never done before, go to a school board meeting. Get involved in a legislative race. That's a good thing. You're channeling that anger into something good. If, on the other hand, your anger causes you to opt out, for instance. I'm just mad at everything. I'm just not doing something with it. Maybe you could use your anger to say, hey, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to find everybody I know in Arizona, all these North Dakota snowbirds, and I'm going to say, can I come visit you? This will be tough duty because I'll come, say, in January. And you find some Arizona natives, some Arizona voters, and let's have a conversation with them. Let's just find out where they're at. Sometimes having conversations with people that you have no idea, are they political, are they not political, are they engaged, are they not, are they willing to have a conversation? It could be people from your church, could be people from your work circle, whatever. That's doing something. That's channeling that anger, that frustration, whatever it is. Really important, because I think with anger or frustration, just being disgruntled, there's a fine line of just sort of going off the grid and being really mad at life. That does you no good. None zippo nada in my mind. So let's channel it. Let's find some stuff to do. Everybody's going to be ticked about something different and have a different idea of what they could do. But let's do something, all right? Let's do something. And I dare say there's plenty to do at the local level if you don't like the idea of adopting a state or whatever. There's plenty of things to do. Fargo School Board's giving us a couple examples. One, the whole Pledge of Allegiance fiasco. And by the way, now they've sent out a letter. When I say they, you have the superintendent of schools, the Fargo Schools Director of Equity and Inclusion, a Fargo City Commissioner, and a Democratic State Representative joining this letter intended to demonstrate support for Florida's LGBTQ community and to share an opportunity to be embraced, welcomed, and celebrated here in Fargo. So they are joining the crowd that is distorting Florida law and using it as a welcome wagon for North Dakota. So they just can't get enough stupid on the Fargo School Board, I'll tell you. Anyway, that might frustrate you. Get involved. Go to the meetings. Be part of this. Shane and Bismarck, you're number one to go. And right behind you, Kevin Fergus Falls. Off to South Dakota we go. Your calls when we come back.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? You've been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline and is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
On Your Mind, brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. If you didn't know this, you really should. Oil and natural gas touches every corner of North Dakota. What do you mean, Scott? Well, that's a Western North Dakota thing. No. When oil comes out of the ground in Watford City, North Dakota, beautiful McKenzie County, the revenue that generates in every well, we have an all-time high of producing wells right now. Every well is like opening a new business on Main Street. That's the kind of economic activity that comes from it. But the number one beneficiary is government, is the tax coffers. And when that well produces, what does it generate in tax revenue? Where does it go? Water projects in the east, roads, bridges in every corner of North Dakota, all of our schools. It's all true. Find out more at ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas advancing the possibilities. Wyoming did something. 65% said, we like the person that isn't going to bash Donald Trump. Liz Cheney, who staked her career on Trump hatred, really, 28% of the vote. The Trump pick, 65% of the vote, by my math. Absolute drubbing. That's doing something, Wyoming. Question. One word that describes your attitude these days, and two, what result is coming from that attitude, okay? That's what I'm looking for. Shane in Bismarck, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Shane.
Hey, you got to enjoy what you do. Wake up, go to work, do your job, and if you're not enjoying what you do, it's not the job for you. Number one statement that I have for everybody.
It's a good voice.
You got to enjoy what you're doing.
Yeah, you got to be enjoying what you're doing to me says, you know, you're going to do some things that aren't fun, right? Fixing fence would not be fun for our rancher friends. But realizing, gosh, I get to do this outdoors in the greatest state on the face of the earth. I'm going to be a happy warrior about this. You got to be a warrior because it's work. But enjoy it. I love
it's
that.
It's recession-proof. Absolute recession-proof. It does not matter.
Yeah, that's good advice.
It doesn't matter how much stuff got when you can get up, go make some more money, and have a good job and enjoy what you're doing.
So when you are frustrated, what do you do about it, besides enjoying what you're doing?
Well, when I'm really frustrated about it, I really focus on my faith. I really do. You just have to. You can't not. That's why the whole thing in Wyoming that happened yesterday, I'm so excited about. Because it sends a clear message.
You rely on your faith. You fall back on your faith as hope. Like it, Shane. Thank you. Mary in Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Mary.
Well, my attitude right now is poor, and I'll tell you why. 2 weeks ago, we went to Colorado for vacation, and as we were driving through a small town, you know how sometimes they have banners across Main Street advertising a festival or an upcoming event? Well, this small town had it, and I looked up, and it wasn't advertising a festival. It was advertising their abortion clinic, and I got physically ill. I just about had to have my husband pull over because I wanted to vomit. And if that wasn't enough, our last night that we were in Colorado, I couldn't sleep, so I got up, turned the TV on, and here they were running a TV commercial promoting abortion. I shut the TV off, and I swear to God, if I never had to go back to Colorado, that would be just fine with me, but now we have family living there. So that's not going to be an option. But what I chose to do about it was I wrote the Archdiocese in Denver and I wrote the Archdiocese in Minneapolis and said they need to buy commercial time that runs right behind one of those horrid abortion advertisements, and they need to have someone saying the prayer to St. Michael on that commercial. That's all. They don't need to say anything else. We say it every Sunday in church against the evil that's taken over this world. But I'm so upset by what I saw. This is almost 3 weeks later, and it still makes me ill.
Yeah, I have the same emotion when it comes to that issue. I mean, North Dakota's a good example right now. You have, because of the Supreme Court decision and a trigger law by the legislature, no more abortions occurring in North Dakota. But the result of that is that Minnesota decides to be an abortion tourism state. What does that even mean? We're going to go out there and actively seek people that are looking for abortions and tell them, come on into Minnesota. Hey, we'll take good care of you. Yep. We'll find you a place. I mean, if that doesn't make you physically ill, to know that a state is actively seeking people from around the USA and from North Dakota and South Dakota to end a baby's life. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
But I could choose to just be physically ill, or I could choose to write that letter. Good for you. Good for you, Barry. You came up with an idea. You said, "Let's here's something we're going to do about it." Good for you.
Well, I haven't heard back from them, but it's going to be very interesting, because the one line I did put in the letter to both of them was, "Don't tell me you don't have the money to do it with," because I could hear that being the first response back. And I am so glad I am not a resident of Fargo. Holy Christmas. Lord have mercy on you guys over there.
Oh, my gosh. And it gets better. It gets better. I'll tell you more about that coming up in a little bit. I want to defer to the callers that are waiting to weigh in here. Thanks so much, Mary. Appreciate the call. We're looking for that one word that describes your current attitude, your current frame of mind coming in every day, given what's going on in this country. And then another action item, a result of whatever you're doing with that word. Kevin, Fergus Falls, you're next on What's on Your Mind, 701-258-0550. 701-258-0550. You can also call us toll-free. That's the 800-228-0555 number, 701-258-0550. What word best describes your attitude these days? What word would best describe what action you're taking as a result of that attitude? Kevin in Fergus Falls, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go!
Good morning, Scott. Same thing, the first caller you had on, it comes down to faith. What word? Just laying it out before God in action, prayer, taking the word of God, and not to be anxious about the day, not to live in fear, knowing that he cares about each and every one of us, and laying it out before him. Prayer is not a difficult thing. It's just talking to him. And being informed, too, knowing what the left and right is doing, and you can be concerned, and pray. You got to start with prayer. Everything is steeped in prayer. And then figure out what God wants you to do for the day. We're only given one day at a time, if that. Thank you.
Well said, Kevin. And maybe that's the silver lining here. Maybe all this angst, anxiety, that pit in the stomach that you have about where we're at in this country drives you to up your faith game. Boy, oh boy, you can't get any better than that. Because there is a positive result from a very negative situation. Well said. 701-258-0550. What's the one word that describes your attitude these days? What are you doing about it on What's on Your Mind?
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Jay Thomas from the Jay Thomas Show and Rides, a satisfied customer of hot spring spas and pool tables too. Tell us what you love about your hot tub.
I love hot spring spas. It is so relaxing, especially if you've got a rough day or if you're feeling, you know, a little bit under the weather. You get in that hot tub and everything just goes away. You can sleep good at night. You physically feel better. But there really is a place in your life for a hot tub. And hot springs are the best on the planet. They're so energy efficient.
Join the family of satisfied customers at hot spring spas and pool tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, and Bismarck.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
China continues to threaten President Biden and the American people. Beijing's ambassador to the United States warned Tuesday it will view further U.S. arms sales, official travel to Taiwan, or naval activity near the self-governing island as provocations that will further destabilize relations and prevent progress on other issues. Representative Liz Cheney, the Republican from Wyoming, lost her re-election campaign by a landslide Tuesday.
No House seat, no office in this land is more important than the principles that we are all sworn to protect.
Lawyer Harriet Hageman will represent the Republican ticket in November's midterm elections. Arizona and Nevada will face more cuts in water from the Colorado River and Lake Mead. The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation said Tuesday it's blaming the drought for the cutbacks. USA Radio News.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Says what makes me ill is North Dakota recruiting woke educators that don't like Florida. What are they talking about here? Well, I guess the Fargo School Board loved their time in the spotlight so much from having a 7-2 vote. 7-2 vote, I think. To end saying the pledge before their meetings. A decision they're now revisiting because enough of us said, are you kidding me? So they called a special meeting to talk about that. But I guess, you know, they wanted to double down on stupid. So a letter circulating on social media shows members of the Fargo, North Dakota public school system recruiting Florida teachers who object to a recently passed parental rights bill in the state. Letter says, in part, you don't know us, so we'll start with this important statement. We are way okay with saying gay or straight or LGBT. This was sent to Florida educators from the Fargo School District, posted by North Dakota Republican State House candidate Ethan Harsel. The letter states that its purpose is twofold, intended to demonstrate support for Florida's LGBTQ community, and to share an opportunity to be embraced, welcomed, and celebrated here in Fargo. The superintendent of Fargo Schools, Dr. Rupak Gandhi, signed the letter. Fargo Schools Director of Equity and Inclusion, Dr. Tamara Usselman, signed the letter. Fargo City Commissioner John Strand and Democratic North Dakota State Rep. Josh Boshi. Letters going viral amongst the LGBTQ community. The letter's authors list a variety of ways that Fargo Public Schools has worked to build a more inclusive community, including becoming the first school district in the state to hire a director of diversity and inclusion. This is a new fad now. You go out and hire a director of diversity and inclusion, and therefore you are diverse and inclusive, rather than just being diverse and inclusive. You have a director, then you really are. You've doubled down. I'm with the texter on this. For one, they're distorting what the Florida bill is. Second of all, they're acting as if they're holier than thou in their inclusiveness of LGBTQ. They're also, by the way, one of the first, they put in this letter, one of the first school districts to incorporate an LGBT liaison with the police department. In summary, please know that Fargo Public Schools and public sectors within the greater Fargo community not only offer a welcome to you, but also offer actionable examples of our commitment to becoming an inclusive community that LGBTQ plus people can call home. Reach out if you have any questions or want to learn more. Copy of the letter received immediate pushback from conservatives on Twitter, says the Fox News story. many of whom point out that the Florida bill does not mention the word gay. Despite many critics labeling the legislation the Don't Say Gay bill. Well, you just call stuff what you want to call it, and then it becomes that. Don't you know how this game works? Mm-hmm. Rapid Response Director for Governor Ron DeSantis' re-election campaign tweeted, LOL, bye, fun fact, nothing in the legislation bans Floridians from saying the word gay. And then goes on to say the same Fargo public schools that voted to nix the Pledge of Allegiance from school board meetings. Yikes. Defense of Freedom Institute spokesperson tweeted, referencing a recent report that the Fargo school board nixed the Pledge of Allegiance from its meetings. Republican State Rep. Joe Harding, who sponsored the Florida legislation, says it simply gives parents more of a say in what their young children are being told about sexuality in school. Wait a minute here. So the Fargo School Board now is in opposition to a piece of legislation that gives parents more say? Don't forget, this bill was about kindergartners in Florida being taught things their parents were not aware of. So the bill gives parents more of a say in what their young children are being told about sexuality in school, and that's a bad thing? The legislator says teachers in Florida that are upset with the bill are free to leave. If Fargo wants groomers, they can have them. No sane person would choose to leave Florida to live in North Dakota. That I have to disagree with. In a statement provided to Fox News Digital, Dr. Uselman, defended the letter as part of a necessary push for inclusion in Fargo schools, saying, quote, the letter to Florida educators was drafted by the authors for the reasons outlined in the letter. Inclusion is necessary for Fargo Public Schools to meet its mission to achieve excellence by educating and empowering all students to succeed. The statement added the letter is not meant to imply that Fargo is a better place for teachers in Florida, but rather shares our welcoming environment in Fargo to those who are interested in joining our community. You know, I'm not even going to continue with this article. Wouldn't it be nice if the Fargo public school system spent time saying, how do we dig out of a hole that COVID put our kids into? Wouldn't it be nice if rather than writing letters, playing political games, pounding your chest about how inclusive you are, for the Fargo school system to say, here's how we're better today than we were yesterday at educating students. Gosh almighty. So I share the texter's frustration. Another wants to know what the director gets paid for the diversity position. That doesn't matter. It's your tax dollars. They'll spend them however they want. Doesn't matter. 701-258-0550 for your number one emotion. What's the word that describes your emotion and what's the result? What are you doing about it? Call us, 258-0550. Text us, 701-237-1590. Next is Bob in Wheatland, North Dakota. Hello, Bob.
My word today is concern. I'm 64 years old. My wife's been in, and I don't see retiring in my future. I don't want to retire, but I'd like for my wife to retire. She's been in education for 42 years. We're watching investments. We're losing over $1,000 a month right now. The insurance for the over-the-road trucks, Buttigieg and insurance companies are trying to get it over 600%. But I do see a bright light, and it's wokeism is coming back around, and it's happening in Minneapolis. And how many of those white teachers that are losing their jobs today are woke? So the people in Fargo, Apples should just wake up. And what I'm doing, going to do, what I do about it is, I call talk shows.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I would applaud that, right? Because maybe somebody listening to Bob and Wheatland, who feels the exact same frustrations every day, says, I can do that. I can do that. I'm frustrated by the same things. I'll call talk shows, and then I'll motivate somebody else to. And maybe they'll motivate somebody to go to a school board meeting, you know?
These school board meetings, they should look out and see what's happening with the white teachers in Minneapolis right now. Because these woke teachers are going to be losing their jobs, some of them today. So it's frustrating, but that's the bright light. Because wokeism is going to catch up to everybody that's woke.
Hadn't thought of that, Bob. But you reap what you sow a little bit, don't you? Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly right.
Exactly.
And what he's talking about, if you missed this, Minneapolis School District said, and I'm having a hard time even understanding why this is a thing, because there is a insatiable appetite for more teachers, right? I mean, they're having trouble hiring, but they wanted people to know, if there ever will be any layoffs, the white teachers will be laid off first. So they decided to go racist.
They're not looking for quality. They're not looking to educate the kids. The people in Fargo, the school board in Fargo, they should just build big sandboxes for the furries. I mean, please. I just can't even fathom what's going on in this country. It just makes me sick every day.
Build bigger litter boxes. There you go, Bob. Let's go to South Fargo and Cindy on the question of the day. Go ahead, Cindy.
Okay. I'm hopeful because, like, in the Bill of Rights, it says freedom of religion, not freedom from religion. And I want to be – so if you're a Christian, that's your religion. If you're a Muslim, that's your religion. If you're an atheist, that's your religion. So I want to go out. What I'm going to do about it is I'm going to go out into the world, like to the grocery store or to the gym, and I'm going to be the church. Church is not just a building. It's inside you. So you have to go out and be the church, and that's my plan.
Let me read you a text that just came in, Cindy, and take this from what your action is of being the church versus what they're doing or they're concerned about. Scott, we can't even sit down and have supper with leftists anymore. How in the H-E double hockey sticks are we supposed to have a country with these anti-American people? What's your answer to Cindy to this texter?
Be the church. Show love. Just because they don't, or they're trying to cut you down, you need to be loving. You just need to be loving.
Good for you. And you know what else?
What?
The Fargo School Board should realize, look, Florida deciding to let parents have a say in whether kindergartens learn about sex education or not. Let the parents decide. Rather than hire somebody for $100,000 a year to be the director of diversity, how about just saying we love everybody? How about saying, you know what? We treat people here like they'd like to be treated. It's a lot better than saying we need to be more welcoming of LGBTQ. No, be more welcoming of everybody. Of everybody, of every
Correct.
Viewpoint, of every sex, race, creed, and color. This is not complicated, for crying out loud. Cindy, thank you. Your calls when we continue, 2580550. Come on, folks!
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit nogasstationinflation.com for more information. Think about it. It's brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming August auctions include 276 acres of exceptional cropland in Montreal County, 913 acres of good cropland in Rolette County near Rolla, North Dakota, 154 acres of excellent cropland in Cass County near Page, North Dakota, and in Minnesota, 424 acres of highly productive cropland in Clay County, 160 acres of cropland in Marshall County. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Last thing I thought I'd see was you across the bar from me and holding onto that turkey bottle, shooting them down and running full throttle. Oh, I can still taste the last time you and me and nothing but the tan lines. Keep
Big and Rich for you today on What's On Your Mind. Pretty proud of them coming to Fargo for a concert over the weekend and say, what is with your Fargo school board anyway? Let's say the Pledge of Allegiance, everybody. Way to go, Big and Rich. And just, you know, watched a newscast, found out this was happening, said, I think I'm going to do something. Look at you. Look at you, Big and Rich. Way to go. Look at you, PetroServe USA. We get a little home cooking and grab-and-go convenience today. Swedish meatballs in Valley City or lasagna. Swedish meatballs, West Main Avenue. Or a cheeseburger. 12th and I-29, Swedish meatballs. Same with 45th. Salisbury Steak in Glendon today. Scalloped potatoes and ham in Harwood. That's what I'm talking about. Plus, you buy any 2 fresh-baked cookies, you get 1 free. And the lowest-priced fuel around. PetroServe USA. So it's for lunch today. You tell them Scott sent you. Back to the calls. Paul's on the road. Paul, take it away. You're on What's On Your Mind.
All right.
couple words about the angry and things like that, how you look at your day. Don't let people drag you down. If they drag you down, disassociate from them. Don't talk to them. You can be cordial and polite, but just ignore them. They're going to drag you down. Number two, Fargo School Board. It seems like Minneapolis is creeping into the Fargo area with their politics, which is too bad because it did start in Bismarck a little bit, and I don't know if they're trying to push it in there yet or not. Thirdly, for your LGBTQ, all that stuff that's going on, I don't give a crap if I can say that. What you do in your private life, but why do you need to march down the street carrying a flag and let everybody know what you do? You do it. I don't tell people what goes on in my house all the time, whether it's fighting with disagreements. You don't do that. So why do we care what they do? Get a job, work it, live your life, and do what you want to do. I don't care what you do.
Yeah,
and
love
if
goes...
you're going to debate somebody, all you got to do is, I found out to sit down and say, well, why do you do that? And listen to them talk, and you'll figure out exactly where they are.
I'm glad, though. There's the action. There's the result of your concern. It's having a conversation with somebody and asking questions. Good for you. Paul, great points. Appreciate your call.
Have a good day.
You as well. Texts are pouring in, but I'm deferring to the callers here. Texter says, can we please get that diversion done and put Fargo in Minnesota where it belongs? I'm sure you'll be welcomed in Castleton or Kindred. I love it. I love it. Brad Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go, Brad.
Hey, Scott. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, you know, just when you think that the Fargo City Commission is the most dysfunctional group in town with a former Bison football player flipping off another commissioner, here comes the Fargo Board of Education or whatever. I mean, these guys put the fun in dysfunction. Good gosh. I was at the meeting last week, and this first guy, the one that kneels for the flag, this Seth, I think is his name.
Yep.
I mean, what an idiot. The guy, but not so much he's an idiot, but he got six more idiots to follow him and vote 7-2 after five people spoke. I was one of them. Paulson was one, some other people. All five were against even voting. And now not voting in favor, but even voting on this proposal. So they forgot about that. They said, no, we're going to vote anyway. And I had to leave because I had a ball game to go to. But I watched the meeting later, and it was with glee. I mean, they were happy to vote 7-2.
Yeah, now, by the way, they're having a whoa, wait a minute moment. Because the memo for the emergency meeting that's happening tomorrow says, since the August 9th board meeting, board members in the district have received significant negative local and national feedback on the decision to not say the Pledge of Allegiance at the start of the board's meetings, appropriating time and resources from other district responsibilities. So they're going to revisit that decision. Well, then we have our school board and our director of inclusion paid, you know, ridiculous amounts of money now, have decided to weigh in and say, Florida, bad idea to let parents decide what sex education they should get. Kindergarten parents, really, should you have a say? That's what the Fargo School District is saying. Rather than saying, why don't we just love everybody and we'll be welcoming and employ the golden rule. What's South Dakota think about this, Sylvester? Your answer on our question of the day.
I'd say justly frustrated.
Okay.
I see, you know, they use climate change for their reason for everything. I mean, and now they threw another how many billion dollars out there that they're going to dangle in front of the noses of big corporations, big money people in this country, you know, in the name of climate change, which is a lie. It's a false religion. It's a tool that they're using to enslave the world, to establish their global alliance, if I can use that word again.
All right. And what do you do about it, Sylvester? Everything
what do
you
I do
say,
about it? The problem everything... is with our representation. I'm trying to get them to validate the count of their tabulators in our county. You know, and it would be a simple thing to validate that tabulator by taking the ballots out of the little box that got them locked up in, count the ballots, and then see if it has the same number on it that the tabulator has. But you cannot touch that.
But you know what you can do? You can be a poll worker. You can be a precinct captain. You can say, hey, how do I help? How do I volunteer in elections?
Validate the tabulators.
I couldn't agree anymore. I mean, shouldn't that be a no-brainer? We're crying out loud. I'm going to do something about all this weekend related to election integrity. I'm going to go to Springfield, Missouri, in the Truth Summit that Mike Lindell is hosting, and take a weekend out of my summer.
Nothing says go Bison like NDSU apparel, and right now you can buy one, get one free at a PetroServe USA store near you. Stun guns are $5 off, Red Bull 12-ounce cans 3 for $6, Jack Lynx 10-ounce bag $10.99, Blue Diamond almonds are 99 cents, and my favorite, Salted Nut Rolls 4 for $1, Twizzler Strawberry Twist $1.69 too, any size coffee, cappuccino, or fountain pop 79 cents, all this and more at a PetroServe USA near you. With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.